Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilei Nishmas Sarah Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak, learning in the Shul this week, graciously sponsored. L'ilei Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Rav Shaul Aryeh, and we are in Masechta Shabbos. We're in the sixth parak Mishnayos Ches and Tes. And the Mishnah begins as follows: Hakiteya Yotzei Bekav Shalom. When somebody has a foot who's amputated, he can go outside on Shabbos using the prosthetic device because it's considered like a shoe diver mare. Rabbi Yosi Oser, Rabbi Yosi says he can't go outside with his prosthetic device because it's not considered a shoe, because you don't use it for walking, you use it to disguise the defect. And so therefore, it's considered a masui, it's considered carried. Right? If the prosthetic has a room for padding, then it has the ability to become tame. It has a kli, it has a cavity, and so therefore it's able to become tame. Somcho shalo, what about the knee pads? Tamei midras, they're able to become tame tumas midras because they support the weight. V'yotzumem b'shabbos, you can wear them outside on Shabbos because they're like clothing. V'nichnasim b'em b'azara, you can go into the Beis HaMikdash because they're not shoes, right? They're just knee pads in that situation. And because you're not allowed to wear, in the azara, you're not allowed to wear shoes. But something that's worn at the end of your leg is considered a shoe. And so therefore, knee pads, which are on the knees and the shins, are not considered shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. V'kisei v'samcho shalot tamei midras. The mobile chair and the leg supports can become tamei tumas midras. So in Yotzimah and Shabbos, you can't wear the leg supports outside on Shabbos because they might fall off and be carried. And of course, you can't wear leg supports into the Azara because they're considered like shoes. They have the ends. As opposed to knee pads are not considered in the same. Knee pads are going to be a problem. Now, on Katmin Tahorim, masks are always tahor, right? And in other words, they can't become tamei, they're not kalim. They yotzim behem, and a person can't wear them outside on Shabbos because they're not considered clothing in that regard. Habanim yotzim b'ksharim, ubenei melachim b'zugim. Young boys can go outside with laces tied to their arms. That was the way that the people used to go. If a father was leaving on a trip, he would tie a string around the son's left arm, and any time the young boy would feel bad, he would people thought that as long as the lace was tied to the arm, it was a charm, and it was supposed to be there to make the son feel better that daddy's coming home. I guess that's the basis for the custom of tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree that was popular during the war. Princes can go outside with bells sewn on their clothing. The bells have no clappers, they're plugged up, so they can't ring. Obviously, it would be a problem of Hashmas Kol if that wasn't the case. It was true for other people, not just princes, but most of the time the people who are wearing the bells on are the princes. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great, fantastic, amazing day.